Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Good Radio Network, radio that does a world of good. This isn't your average talk radio show. We're blasting away the old tried and not so true mold. Instead, TGRN turns talk into action. And action leads to doing positive things for people, our environment, and even the animals.
Well, I'm only one person. What can I do?
A lot. Join host Frankie Picasso while she turns talk into doing and gets results. This is the Good Radio Network. Yes, you can do it if you try, even if you're just a regular guy. Now, here's your host, Frankie Picasso.
Thank you so much for joining us today for a very special show for a very special guy. The Good Radio Network really does a world of good, and today we're going to prove that. But first, today's Good Minute. Today's Good Minute comes from Fall River, Massachusetts, where a tattoo artist helped a little girl feel proud to wear her leg braces by outfitting them with a set of spectacular Disney designs. He said, "I'm glad to be in a position where I can help the community in any way." Aaron Gourmet told Today magazine, "When I was first approached about designing Hope's braces, I thought it would be an awesome idea, especially when I heard that the subject matter would be, Hope didn't want any princesses, she wanted Disney villains. She was born 24 weeks premature and has been wearing leg braces for the past 4 years. So when she first saw her new braces, she said, I screamed. The experience was special for the artist, too, and he said the look on her face when I gave them to her was worth everything it took to make them." Well, today, we're going to go across the big pond to Great Britain, where a super cop and a superhero both live. And I'm just waiting for my guest, Gareth Ward, to call in. He's going to try to call in through Skype, and hopefully he can hear me. And there should be a little button above the show that says Skype. And if you click that button, Gareth, you should be able to get into the show. I am so excited because today, not only are we going to talk to Gareth, but we're also going to be doing a fundraiser for Luke, who is our other special guest today. I think that he's having a little bit of problems getting into the show. But if you want, you can call in and talk to me at 1-845-241-9943. Again, it's 1-845-241-9943. I'm going to try to multitask here a little bit and see if I can't help Gareth get on the phone, get on through Skype. It looks like he's having a little bit of trouble here. Gareth is a police constable, and he comes from England. And he is helping his little buddy, Luke Brewer, who is 5 years old and has a very rare form of cancer that apparently hits kids between the ages of 1 to 5. And Gareth, if you can hear me, press the number 1 on the dial pad so that I can see you in the host queue. Again, you're going to have to go to the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/thegoodradionetwork. And as you're looking at the show, there'll be a little red button that says live. And to the right of that button, it says Skype. I'm sorry that you're having trouble getting in here. But you should be able to do it. Others have done it, and I'm sure that you're going to be able to do it too. And if you're joining us, we're going to be trying to do a live fundraiser and positive messages to Luke today, who's sitting in the hospital far, far away, and would love to hear your inspirational messages. So let me just bear with me if you can. It's really hard to talk and help somebody do this, but I'm going to try to do it one more time and see if he can get in here. The Good Radio Network. And look for an air button, and then to the right, Skype, join, show. There we go. Let's try to send that one more time. And I don't know why we're having this difficulty, but we're having a little bit of difficulty. I really, really love to be in this position where, you know, we can really help somebody come. And Luke is 5 years old, as I said, and he was just recently diagnosed. And Gareth is a good friend of the family, and we're going to see if he can't get on the show and talk to us about all the special things that he's doing to help this young man and his and their family, because it's pretty special. And it's pretty special that you can join me too. And if you like, you can go to the GoFundMe site, which is GoFundMe.com/LukeTheSuperhero, all one word, and you can donate. You'll see I donated a little bit earlier today. And hopefully you can donate too, you know, five pounds, 10 pounds, whatever it is that you can give. And also on the Facebook site, there's, and you'll see it in the promo at the show, that you can go to the Facebook and you can click on that link and you can get yourself, actually you can get to it through the GoFundMe site, these really cute superhero bracelets. You can get Disney princesses, you can get monsters, you can get superheroes, and they're really, really cute. And I see that Gareth is still having a little bit of problems getting on here. Let me see what his problem is now. And I'm hoping that he can hear me at least and see that we're waiting for him to get on the show. You know, we kind of practiced yesterday. It's always a little bit difficult to get people from overseas on. And I know that police officer who came on a couple of weeks ago, he also had a little bit of trouble getting in. But it was worth the effort, and I know that it's going to be worth the effort for Garrett to keep trying to get in here. Unfortunately, I can't call out because I'm already on the line, but hopefully he'll be able to reach us soon. And if he can't, you can call in. I'd like to hear from you. Love to hear what you have to say. If you've had any experience with a child who has cancer, if you have any anything, you know, words of advice that you can give to Luke's mom and dad. You know, they're young family, and it has to be a great weight for them to bear, and especially having to leave their home for 7 weeks to come to the U.S. and get treatment at a hospital. I'm not sure which one. I don't know if they know which one yet, but he's going to be coming here in October, getting some treatment, and hopefully all of us together can send Luke Brewer to Disneyland. Wouldn't that be wonderful? The cancer that Luke has is called rhabdomyosarcoma. And that's rhabdomyosarcoma. If I didn't pronounce it properly, it looks like rhabdomyosarcoma. And it is a kind of cancer that attacks the connective tissue and usually hits children between 1 and 5. Keep trying to get in, Gareth, because I'm waiting for you. I'm not sure what's happening to you, but I know you can do it. Try and, Gareth. Again, if you turn on the show, you'll be able to hear me speak, and you're going to go to blogtalkradio.com/thegoodradionetwork. And let me just see if I can't send him another email here and see if we can't get him on. Maybe I can do a screenshot or something. You guys are wonderful looks like it's come. Oh, he's calling me on my Skype. I can't take Skype there, unfortunately. Let me see. I have to pull it up and see what happens. Thank you for sticking around, and I really apologize for this happening, which has happened live. This is why people do podcasts instead of live shows. But I just really enjoy the energy of a live show, and, you know, things happen, and we may, oh, there he is. We got him. I think, hello? Area 202.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sean and Megan.
Just a moment. I'm sorry?
My name is Sean, and my wife, Megan, is on the line as well.
Oh, hi, Megan. Hi, Sean. How
hello.
Are you?
Great, how are you?
Welcome. Great, thank you. What, did you have something to say, or you wanted to send a message to Luke?
Yeah, we do. Should we just say it now?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to, you know, offer Luke our words of encouragement and just let him know that the best is yet to come. And this is just something small that he's going through that he's going to overcome. And just offer a word of encouragement through a song that is near and dear to our heart. And that song is If He Did It Before, He Can Do It Again. And it's a gospel song that just shows and proves that God is faithful in what He says He's going to do. And just offer a personal kind of, testimony to help Lucas. I've seen my mom grow through so much, and I've seen God heal her time and time again. So just want to offer that word of encouragement. And just something that we want to offer is to, one of his wishes is to go to Disneyland, and we want to pay for his entrance fee when he arrives here, and so that he can have such a great and awesome time at Disneyland.
That is such a beautiful offer. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're excited.
And if you write to me at coachpicasso@rogers.com, coachpicasso@rogers.com, I'll be able to stay in touch with you and let you know when he gets here. How's that?
Will do.
And
yeah,
and
sounds amazing.
You have personal experience. Your mom had cancer, did you say?
She was, they diagnosed her, with wanting to do a biopsy. And, what we did was we declined that, but we know that she has some issues going on. And she's had several other types of surgeries, and, we've seen her go on a ventilator, and we've seen, God bring her off of that ventilator and to restore her health, to having her breathe on her own and just go completely healthy again. So, we've seen, just how, times like this can bring you down, but we've seen, how it can also lift you up and encourage other people through examples and things that we've experienced personally.
That's beautiful. God bless you guys. Thank you
much. Yeah, we'll
stay in touch. What a way. Yes, thank you so much.
You're
amazing.
Welcome. Absolutely.
Have yourselves a great day. This is beautiful.
You too.
I'm so excited. Thank you. So
you're
there
welcome.
You go.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have this couple who have just offered to give Luke Brewer and his family the entrance fee to Disneyland. So now let's get him there. We got to get him there. This is amazing. Thank you so, so very much. I just wrote to Gareth again, and hopefully he understands the instructions now. And we got another caller. And I think it's him. Gareth?
Hello.
Hello.
Hear me?
How are you?
Sorry about that.
It's okay. A little bit of a chore getting on, but you're here, and I want to thank you. And I don't know if you got to hear any of the show yet, but we just had a couple call us, and they have offered to pay the entrance fee for Luke and his family to get into Disneyland when they get here. How exciting is that?
That's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Yeah. So let me introduce you.
Thank you.
For the folks who don't know, this is Gareth Ward that I'm speaking to, and he is a police constable from Britain, and he's an armed police officer, I should say, from the southeast of Great Britain, and he has been in law enforcement for over 8 years, and he says, like all great British bobbies, he's a fun-loving, helpful chap, and he loves to do his job, and he tries his hardest to protect the public that he serves in any way that he can, as long as it's according to the law. And his motto is, respect me and I will respect you, fight me and I will fight back, and arrest you for the privilege. And I'm kind of secretly wondering, Gareth, if you're hoping for that. But hurt, rob, or steal from law-abiding people, and that he serves to protect, and you will find yourself arrested by my guest here today. He is a friend of the family. He's a friend of Luke Brewer and a friend of his mom and dad, and who are dear friends of his, and he was, I guess, very disturbed to hear that Luke was diagnosed with this cancer, and you immediately started a GoFundMe site. You developed these really cute bracelets with superheroes and princesses on them, and you're also going to be doing, this is amazing, an 84-kilometer run in Luke's name, wearing your full gear, which in pounds is about 42 pounds of weight, 43 pounds of weight, something like that. Amazing.
Thank you.
Have you ever done anything like this?
I consider myself reasonably fit anyway, obviously for the job that we do, but no, this is the first time. Obviously, if anyone is up on marathons or anything like that, it's two marathons straight, so it's roughly 50 miles. So yeah, it's going to be a tough job, but definitely worth doing. Obviously, considering what it's in aid for.
So are people sponsoring you per kilometer?
No, obviously it's on the all the details are on the GoFundMe page. Obviously, it's a run which I'll be doing anyway, with or without obviously the donations. But the smallest of donations to Luke's cause will go obviously a long way, and I'm doing it in his name, as well as a personal achievement to myself as well. But it's in Luke's name, and every mile that I'll be running will be for him. So hopefully. With any little or small donations that come in, it will go a long way to making a family anyway very, very happy.
I'm just going to give the calling number again, 845-241-9943, and 845-241-9943. And Chris Hurd just donated 10 pounds. I'm watching the site right now because I want to see you folks just give 5 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever it is that you can, your heart is inspiring you to give right now. And thank you so much. You know what? Every little bit does help, doesn't it, Gareth?
Really does. It really does. And I'm overwhelmed by the response that we've had in it so far. I never expected this at all. So as I say, the smallest amount will go a very long way. And ultimately, if we can get Luke back to health, that's the ultimate goal, and I, as well as the rest of his family and friends, will be so happy.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Luke? What's he like as a little boy?
Yeah, like all 5-year-olds, really, he's a very cute lad. He's fun loving. Bearing in mind he's only 5 years old, so to be honest with you, he's probably still not quite sure exactly what's going on with him at the moment. His illness.
Oh, gosh.
Quite a big shock, really. Obviously, to family and friends, it was completely out of the blue. He sort of felt unwell. Only sort of, I don't know, coming up to 2 months now, he felt unwell. They took him to the doctors, and he was diagnosed with an acute sort of tonsillitis, if you like, or like a throat infection.
Oh wow!
So the information that we had from the doctors in the hospital is that he does have a tumour, which is actually at the back of his throat. They diagnosed that initially as tonsillitis, and it was only after doing the checks that it came back as rhabdomyosarcoma. And as obviously you've kindly made callers aware that obviously what this illness causes, and it's a very rare condition in children up to the age of sort of 5 or 6 years old. So it was obviously heartbreaking to his mum and dad to hear this.
Oh, sure.
So since then,
is he an only child?
No, he has a little brother, Jacob. Obviously, I'm sure he's as distressed as everyone else. But as being children, I guess they still don't really understand exactly what they're going through and what's going on with them at the moment. So it's a very sad story.
So, Luke, happy, healthy Luke. What is he like? Trucks or what is he like? Football?
With his mum and dad, the information they give us, obviously, for the GoFundMe page, they call him their little superhero. He's mad on superheroes, Avengers, and Superman especially. That was another reason why we designed the charity wristbands, obviously a superhero wristband. He's got a couple for himself already, which I'm sure he'll love.
They are super cute.
I
love them. The little wristbands are super cute. I can just, you're starting a trend here.
I hope so.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So that's got to be very difficult for his mom and dad. They have, another child. And how are they going to come for 7 weeks? Is the whole family going to come?
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah.
They are. And obviously, it's not tough on Luke and the rest of the family, but obviously to Jacob as well. I'm sure he doesn't really understand what's going on, and if you like, really, he's not to make this sound horrible, but I'd imagine he's sort of in a way being pushed to one side over the health of his older brother, which is obviously is very sad in itself. But so for that, they do want to go together as a family and fight it together. And that's another reason why, obviously, I want to try and raise as much money as possible, just to try and help out in any way, large or small.
That
this money's going a long way to making things better, at least.
Well, for sure. I mean, they got to come. You said, I think you said the treatment's about 7 weeks.
It is.
And like, Dad's going to be losing 7 weeks of work.
Exactly.
For sure. Does the mom work?
Yes, they both work.
She's an
office worker as well. So they both have very, very good jobs. But obviously, you know, the health of their son and family takes over.
For sure.
And like parents, they want to do, you know, the best that they can for their children. So, yeah, there's obviously not as much income coming now into the family household. So, again, this is another reason why I wanted to, you know, to try and help them.
What are the laws like? Can they lose their job? Or will they be able to get their jobs when they come home, do you think?
The law is certainly on their side. So, yeah, it's a big risk. But with most employers, I would imagine that they would, err on the side that they want to support the family in any way that they can. They certainly wouldn't lose their jobs over it. But obviously they probably wouldn't be, you know, getting paid for the privilege at the same time as well. So finance is obviously a big thing that they need to live and survive as a family. But they certainly wouldn't lose their jobs over it.
Well, that's relief, isn't it?
It is.
And do you know where they're going to be going in the U.S.?
At the moment, they're unsure. There's a couple of locations which they've been given at the moment, and it's either Florida, Oklahoma, or I'm just looking here, or Jacksonville. So they're unsure on the exact location at the moment, but there's sort of three possibilities there that they could be sent to.
Wow. And there's also another offer that's on the GoFundMe site, and it's from a popular British author. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I've had a lot of support from a chap called John Donoghue. He's a police officer as well as obviously popular author here in the UK. He's published several books, a couple of which is Police Crime and 999. Police Lies and Alibis, and Shakespeare My Butt. They're comedic books, if you like, satirical police books, telling the sort of the true story really of sort of frontline policing in the UK. Very, very funny books, and certainly worth buying. They are available on Amazon, I believe, to buy as well, so you can buy the world. But he's kindly donated two of those books signed by him. And sent me a very nice little message as well to the family. So he's my thanks sort of go out to John. He's offered great support in the cause, and I can't thank him enough.
Yeah, he when I wrote to him and he said, no, you have to talk to Gareth. Gareth is the man. So that was very sweet.
I don't know. I don't know John, and it's only through my campaign on Twitter that I first started talking to John, and he's kind of those up as a competition prize, so anyone donating has the chance of winning both of those books signed by the author.
Wow. And so folks can get to the bracelets through Facebook or through the GoFundMe site, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. There's a link on the GoFundMe page for all the details. I myself, actually, as a sideline in my spare time, I have a hobby where I, this might sound silly, but I think it's quite popular in the US anyway, but I make small bits of kit and accessories using parachute cord. There's a page on Facebook which is called Kit Monster Paracord, and there's a link with all the information. Obviously, the support is on there for Luke, and there's a link to the band and everything else that we do as well.
So for those folks that don't understand British, it's Kit Monster Paracord, and that's on Facebook. You can check that out or go to gofundme.com/Luke the superhero.
That's all right. That's correct.
Yeah. And so we would really like you to visit either of those. Now, the bracelets are £5, I believe.
That's correct.
Which is about $10 Canadian. I'm not sure US, probably a little bit less. So, get your kids a couple. Be kind of fun to wear them. They come in all different kinds of characters, different colors. They're beautiful. And I want to encourage you folks, the phone line's 845-241-9943. And if you're calling, hit 1 so that I can see you in the host queue. Call in and send a really nice message to Luke. Send him an inspiring message. We've had one already. Thank you so much, guys. And I'd like to get folks, you said you were coming. You hit reply. I'm coming to the party. So give us a call. 845-241-9943. And I'm sorry if I lost anybody trying to get Gareth on. it was kind of fun to talk. It's very hard to talk and chew gum, you know. Type an email to you and keep up a rambling conversation. But we did our best. We did our best. So what kind of hospital is Luke in? Is it like, is he in a private? Is he with a bunch of children? A ward?
Yeah, at the moment he's currently in Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, and that's one of the more famous hospitals in London, obviously, especially for children. So he is undergoing cancer treatment currently in Great Ormond Street, and he's permanently residing there at the moment. Bearing in mind how tough it is for him, he's actually responding quite well to the treatment at the moment, but obviously with the condition that he has, it can't be fully treated here. So bearing in mind what he's actually going through at the moment, he's actually responding to it quite well, but he still needs the proton beam therapy in the US, and ultimately that will be happening towards the end of October, and they're just finalising the dates at the moment.
Do you know, I didn't research it too very much, but is there recovery from this? Do they feel positive? Or like, what's the timeline on it?
Yeah, they do feel very positive. And as I say, he's reacting very well to the treatment that he's having. But obviously it's not the proper treatment that he needs for his condition. So it can only go so far.
Right.
So he is reacting very well. But obviously it's a long road thereafter. There is obviously a long recovery period, I believe, as well. And on the proton beam therapy that hopefully he'll receive in the US, that's going to give him the treatment that he needs. Great, but obviously there will be a recovery period of time after that. So hence the sort of 7 weeks that they need, you know, plus a bit of downtime afterwards.
Right, but he's responding now. Does he feel okay, or does he feel sick, or?
From what I understand, he feels okay. He's a happy little boy. So he is enjoying himself. From what I understand, he's amongst other children in the hospital as well. So he's not on his own. But I suppose it's a whole new experience for him. As I said earlier, I don't think he really understands fully what's going on. But he is a very happy little kid, and you know, it's a big shame that. Obviously, he's going through what you know, the condition that he is at the moment.
Cutie, he's got these, you know, big brown eyes and kind of curly brown hair and skinny little thing, but very cute.
Yes.
They look like a really nice family. And are you friends? You're friends with the dad?
Yes, that's correct.
A mate of yours.
We grew up with Keith, his dad. We went to school together. So yeah, we've known each other for a very long time. And obviously, I wanted to do my bit any way that I could to try and help, you know, the family, you know, not just because I knew them, but, you know, I felt that I could do something for them and try and make a difference and help out in any way that I could.
Have you run a marathon before?
No, I haven't. And
you haven't run a marathon? Oh,
I'm
sorry,
and the offer to run it now, so I can't back out now.
Oh my God, are you training?
Yeah, I am training heavily at the moment. So, yeah, it will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be hard, but it will be worth it. I keep telling myself it's worth putting myself through hell for one day if it helps, you know, Luke, you know,
yeah,
get better in any way. Obviously, from what he's going through at the moment, a marathon is nothing in comparison.
Oh, my gosh. So what's your training schedule like?
Basically, I'm living in the gym at the moment. No alcohol, unfortunately, which is a big sad one. But plenty of running and obviously weight training, just for legs, really. Obviously, with the job that I do, we usually carry quite a lot of weight every day on duty anyway. So that's not the issue. It's just going over the very long distance. So that's going to be obviously the hard part.
Right. Okay, folks, come on. The lines are open. I want you to call in. Come and send Luke a message, please. 845-241-9943. I know that at least 10 people signed up and said that you were going to call and send a good message. And I want you to hold you to that because we finally got our super cop online to help our superhero, Luke. And where are our super fans? Come on. We need you. I know that somebody was going to sing. Charlie Bubbles was going to come and sing a song for Luke. Where are you, Charlie Bubbles? And I just think that Luke needs to hear some, you know that people are thinking about him and his family and hear some positive messages. So that would be really, that would be really nice. And I'm just going to check the site again on the GoFundMe and see, no, that's a dance, and see if people have responders here have responded. Just the last one with Chris. Okay, come on. We need you to live up to your promises.
Call in.
Right? Come on, people, call in. We want you. We're waiting for you.
I have to say what a special thanks to you, actually, Frankie, for your kind donation. That was very nice of you, it wasn't expected, and it will go a very long way. So thank you very much. Really do appreciate.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, I mean, you know, we all have to help where we can and do what we can. And like I said, you know, if your heart is telling you to give, and we can't, you know, I know that out right now there is a lot of compassion fatigue, it's called, and people are asked all the time to give. And you know, everybody has their charity, and everybody has the people that they love and the people that they want to give to, but you know, when you give like $5 or £5, just you know what? It's maybe it's like your ticket to a movie or something. You're not giving up that much of your life, and it's something that I think everybody can dip into their pocket and give $1, $2, $3, because it really does add up. I mean, when you get 100 people giving it, there's a few hundred bucks, right? So it's you know, as the former Bobby who was on here, you know, many hands make for light work, and so many little donations make for big donations in the end. And that's all. We're not expecting people to carry it. We just want you to help out a little bit. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's it like over there today?
The weather's pretty poor, unfortunately. We're back home now, so I've been looking forward to getting on the show. But it's been raining all day, not very nice.
No. Did it get cold again?
It's starting to get colder now. It's been about 20 degrees, 25 degrees for the past week or so, which is good for us. But it's starting to cool down a bit now, unfortunately.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Wow.
We've just been talking, Frank. I've just had a message from Amy and Keith, who's Luke's parents,
yep.
Saying that they are listening to the show. So if I could just say
wonderful.
And the family.
Thank you. I'm glad, you know, I wish that, you know, we sent out an invitation yesterday on Facebook and like an actual invite, and people said they responded, yes, I'm coming to the party, and they should all be calling and because we really, you know, they wanted to wish Luke well, and hope maybe they'll do it later on today, and that would be fine too. But when they do, we will make sure that I will send it off to you, and you can give it to the parents, and they can let Luke listen to the messages that people are going to send him, because I know that they're going to send him messages.
That's great. Really,
yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. That's a first for me. I don't know what to say. You know, what can you tell us about the family? I mean, people are curious. They want to know stuff. So what can you tell? What can you tell me about it?
Known the family for many years, especially Keith. As I say, we grew up together in high school, so we've known each other for a very long time. His wife now, Amy, obviously I've known her now for many years also, and they actually got married only a month or so ago. So
congratulations.
Yeah, so that was really nice, and obviously we were there to celebrate with them, so that was lovely.
Nice.
They're a lovely family. And the best thing about it, they've got so much support from, you know, not just their family, but from their friends as well. And unfortunately, since, you know, receiving the terrible news, I think it's people have come together for them massively. We can't thank sort of people enough for that. And I'm sure that they're very, very grateful. It's lovely that people are coming together and wanting to help. And as I said earlier on, I'm sort of blown away really by people's generosity and how much you want to help, even from absolute strangers, you know, people that you've never met in your life at all. And they're willing to come forward and help. And the response to that is overwhelming. And you know, I personally can't thank people enough for it.
Well, you know, as a police officer, you must see a lot of, you know, the seedy side of life. And do you and your fellow officers feel jaded about society today, or do you see good stuff happening? What's the feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you say that. I suppose you do. You certainly see a different side to life, and you sort of take things for granted a little bit. You do come a bit numb to certain things, and I think that's part and parcel of the job. But there are some really good people out there. You know, it really does open your eyes to doing that sort of job, as to, you know, how friendly some people can be, how horrible some other people can be. But that's, you know, a very small minority of the public, and I think it's the same in the US and Canada as well. Unfortunately,
right.
Someone's going to do it. You need the police there to help people. You certainly come jaded to it in a way, but you know, you stay professional all the time, and you just get on and do the job.
Yeah. My daughter's going to be a police officer soon. I'm very excited.
Fantastic.
So, folks, go to GoFundMe.com/LukeTheSuperhero. I know that if you're not listening to the show live at between 1 and 2 p.m. EDT, then you are listening to the download of the show, and you can still go to the GoFundMe site, and you can go to the Facebook site and order the wristbands, these fun little comic book kind of superheroes and Disney princesses and wonderful things like that, and you can still donate to Luke. And if you want, you can contact me, and we will send him some more messages, maybe via YouTube, so he can actually see you too. That'd be kind of fun. I know that Owie Bow Wowie wants to do that. And as soon as he does come, and you know what hospital he's going to be in, we are going to make sure that we have an Owie Bow Wowie waiting for him. And Owie Bow Wowie is super special. He is one of our partners, and he's developed for children who are in the hospital, and only kids in the hospital can get the big Owie Bow Wowie. And he comes with a blanket and a book, and he has no metal parts so that he can go into x-rays and MRIs with them. And he has, and he's absolutely sanitary, and so that he can go into the hospitals with kids who are in, you know, rooms that have to be sterile. And the nurses absolutely love him, and they love being able to hand him out. He comes with his own little house, again, and a blanket and everything. So we're really happy for Luke to get an Owie Bow Wowie when he comes, and it'll be his special friend.
That's amazing.
We'll stay with him. It's going to be fun.
Well, while I've got you on, I feel it's probably prudent to say just a little bit about the treatment that Luke is hopefully going to receive. The whole, obviously, reason that he's coming to the US at the moment, the treatment isn't available here in the UK, but I'm told that the actual proton beam facilities are actually being built currently, but they're not going to be ready till about 2018 here in the UK. That's unfortunately why he's going to have to travel over to the US. The treatment that he's getting at the moment is being funded partly by the National Health Service. But obviously that they can't fund the full amount, and obviously travel and everything else that comes into it. So that's another reason why I wanted to, to try and start this cause and do what we can to try and raise a little bit of money for not just for Luke, but to the family as a whole, to try and make it, a little bit easier. Bearing in mind they're going through a terrible situation at the moment together, so any money that we manage to raise is going to go to a great cause and be of great help. It's a shame that the treatment isn't already available here.
It is, and I'm imagining that the hospital has a kind of Ronald McDonald House or some sort of a facility where the family can stay, or will they have to stay in a hotel?
I believe they do, but I'm not entirely sure. But I think they are doing a lot of travelling between obviously home and the hospital and everything as well. Bear in mind, obviously Luke's little brother as well. They can't all stay at the hospital, so I'm sure they do have facilities there to help. But I don't think it's a case that they can be put up as a family within the hospital, which is obviously a shame. But
right.
It's one of those things. So they live in Essex, which is quite near to London itself anyway, so that the distance and the travelling isn't too far. But obviously any travel on top of what's going on at the moment is obviously a major issue as well.
For sure it is. And it's so hard to be torn from, one child who's healthy and wants to run around and play and the other one who's in a hospital and can't leave. And you want to be with both. And
exactly.
I empathize with mom and dad because I know that can be very difficult. And we really send all our prayers and good wishes and for Luke's recovery to you and to him, and hope that everything goes well. And I'm going to give this number one more time, but if we don't hear it from anybody, I'm going to be I'm just going to be disappointed. 845-241-9943. Is the number. Press 1 so I can see you in the host queue. 845-241-9943. And again, press the number 1 so we can see you in the host queue. I want to thank everybody who has been listening. Been too shy to call in. That's okay. We get it. But you can still go and donate a little bit at the GoFundMe/Luke the Superhero site. That'd be kind of fun. And I'm just going to check and see if we've had any donations. Not yet, but there will be. I feel confident that by tonight there will be more donations. I know that we're about 5 or 6 hours apart, Gareth, right? But the folks who I've been talking to on the West Coast, they're 3 hours behind me, so it's only 10 in the morning, and a little bit, sometimes it's early for them to get on and listen to the radio. There's a lot of time zones, so yeah, I get it. But I was really hoping that we would have some more people, those who had promised to call in. But I'm not going to just babble for the sake of babbling. But I do want to thank you for all of the efforts that you're doing for Luke. And I'm sure his family are sitting there going, yes, 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 thank him for us too. And I know that you love each other and have probably heard it before. But it's an amazing thing, when you reach out and help somebody. And from where I'm sitting, like you are really a super, super duper guy for doing all of what you're doing.
Thank you. I'm not doing it with recognition. I'm just doing it to try and help in any way that I can, as a friend and sort of family as well. So anything that I can do to make it better for them, I'm prepared to do. And it's going in that direction. As I say, it's only been sort of 2 weeks that we've been running the GoFundMe website. And, we've already raised well over £1,000, which is, a great response in a very short space of time. So that will go along.
It is. It's $1,095 right now. So very close,
Indeed.
Very close to $1,100. And just another £5. Come on. Let's get there. Let's get to 15 today. That'd be nice. And I want you to make sure that you contact me after your run. I want to make sure that you're still alive.
I will do. I'll put some photos over and I'll make sure that you know I'm still alive.
That's crazy. All right, Gareth. Gareth Ward was my guest. And Luke Brewer is a young man who has the rare form of sarcoma. And please, please, please help this young family bring their son and give him a treat at the end, and let's get him to Disneyland. And these kids deserve it. They really do. Thank you so much again, Gareth. I'm sorry you had so much trouble getting on the show, but you're here and I appreciate it so very much.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.